I want to ask you specifically about the Thanksgiving time period of 2021. Did you come back down to Hoptown for that holiday?
I did. It was my first time being back in Hopkinsville for Thanksgiving in about 12 years. My grandma was still living, so I got to spend time with family. And just coincidentally, all of the friend group, which was me, Candace, and the others, all got to link up. They were all in town at the same time, and it was pretty fun. It was awesome.
What did you guys do for Thanksgiving?
For Thanksgiving, she stayed at home, but for my family, I went to my grandma's house. I went to a couple of other family members' house, and I bought her a plate of the main meats, the main sides, and the desserts. So she had three plates for my grandma's house so that she could also enjoy the Thanksgiving meal.
Okay. Do you know the defendant, Bobby Spikes?
Duh.
How do you know?
He was a friend of Candace's, and I
Okay.
met him there.
Did you know him prior to Candace?
I knew a younger version.
Okay.
I guess there's a junior. So I knew Bobby Spikes my age.
Okay. So you may have known his son or something?
Yes.
Okay. Did you come into contact with Mr. Spikes during that trip down here for Thanksgiving?
Unfortunately.
Tell me about it. What day? What happened?
On Thanksgiving, when I bought the plates over there, her mom was at the house, and they were like play arguing over who was going to get what piece of food. And she was telling him that he was supposed to have left. I'm guessing he had to find somewhere else to go. She briefly explained, I didn't get into the details, but she briefly
Yeah.
explained that. What was that?
Is that an objection?
Yes. From your direct observations that day.
She told him that he had to go.
Okay.
And he started grabbing, he grabbed the TV.
Judge, objection.
These are things she saw.
She just stated.
You just ruled that we could ask the question.
It's overruled.
Thank you, Judge. So, what did you directly observe Bobby do after that?
He grabbed the TV, he grabbed some items out of the kitchen and items out of the bedroom. And on his way out, he was like, he didn't need her. He didn't need to be here and left.
Okay.
He put the TV in the vehicle that he was leaving in, his bags and the other items, and pulled off.
Now, did you also go back over there the next day after Thanksgiving?
I did.
Tell me about that.
So Black Friday, I went to Candace's house that morning. Me and her basically chilled together all day. We had to go to Clarksville so she can go run some errands. She wanted to find a new wig and just look at different stuff for her boys. She wanted to get some gifts for them. So we did some running around in Clarksville. We came back to Hopkinsville. We stopped at Captain D's and got something to eat. And then we went to another hair store because she didn't find a wig that she wanted and looked around there. When we got back to her house, that TV that he took with him the day prior was back in the living room, plugged up and running. And she came in like a few steps behind me. And so when I looked around, she came in. She said, "Did you plug this TV up?" And I was like,
Objection. Overruled. Go ahead.